It is really great to have David here after a generation of service.
The past and present for U.S. House District 4 in North Carolina sat together in the Chapel Hill Public Library on a rainy Sunday afternoon. Dozens of their constituents gathered around for a talk and Q&A hosted by the League of Women Voters chapter for Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties. Between the two of them, Valerie Fushi and David Price have decades of political experience across all levels of government. Price announced his retirement last year after 17 terms representing the Triangle community in Congress. He's now using his time to teach at Duke University's Sanford School of Public Policy, which he did for several years before his initial run for the U.S. House in 1986. President of the local League of Women Voters chapter, Jennifer Rubin, said her organization wanted to hold an event to not only hear Price's perspective on some of the biggest topics surrounding the federal government, but to also thank the former congressman for his years of service.
To be there 30 years is just something that we felt should be recognized, and there's so much to learn from him. And then also Valerie being a brand new congressperson, that there was an opportunity to hear her vision for the future and understand what she's planning to do and her first impressions of Congress. So we felt like it was a good opportunity to do both of those things.
While Price has returned to academia, Fushi is just getting started with her time in the U.S. House. She told Chapelboro she's felt very prepared, but that her biggest surprise is how little the House members work in the chamber beyond votes.
I guess I didn't watch enough C-SPAN to realize that that is certainly not the case, that most of the work is done in committee, and in the chamber it's about any amendments to change what has happened in those committees. And so you can watch what's going on from your office and just be in the chamber prepared to vote when it's time to do so.
Fushi's first few days as a representative, however, were a little unusual. Because of a split vote between Republican members in the U.S. House, there were several days of no action because a Speaker of the House was not chosen. Fushi revealed that in addition to recovering from a fall she suffered in Washington, she felt frustrated to not officially be able to get started on work.
It importantly impacted the lives of the American people because during this time, we were unable to do the job that the voters sent us to Washington to do. We did not have the ability to open our offices, and many of us had constituents reaching out and seeking help with serious issues, but we were not set up to deal with them.
Price pointed to the split vote for a new speaker as an example of a long-forming trend that he calls dangerous. While campaigning under the brand of being an outsider to national politics is popular, he said representatives acting solely for social media clout or their personal aspirations will ultimately harm the ability for Congress to function.
We need to figure out how to think institutionally, to understand that democracy is not just about holding an election. Democracy is about making a representative institution respond and work. And then there are questions, really good questions, important questions about what that requires of the members.
Fushi said that won't be a problem for her. Before serving 10 years in the state's General Assembly, she also worked on the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. While there's more direct experiences to draw from during her time in state government, Fushi said so far she's relied on her years at the county level too.
Local government is where I cut my teeth. So I learned how to serve and how important it is to be listening to our constituents before we put forward an agenda. And that strengthened me for these opportunities where we're not in the majority and we have to make sure that we are still communicating those values with folk who may not agree with those values or don't agree with how we accomplish goals.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.